Got you covered here, 7 o'clock. Dennis Nakata, Getaway Wednesday here on News Talk 590 KUGN. Wednesday's the day that we do our What's Up? And guess who was kind enough to swing by and spend a little getaway time on What's Up Day? Amy Linder, Deputy Chief, Eugene Springfield Fire in the hot seat. You don't mind being in the hot seat, do you?
Not at all.
Thank you very much for coming in. So, let me start off here first off by saying happy Thanksgiving, number one. Number two, you got some staff that are going to be on the job working. How do they celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah, we definitely no days off for our line crews. They'll be in the stations ready to serve. And firefighters like to eat. They like to cook. So they'll be cooking up some meals in the stations. And it's not uncommon for some of their families to come in and join them at the station for a nice meal.
Talk about good cooks, too. Some of them are like really, really, they're up there talented.
Some of them, yes. Yes.
That's so funny. Listen, you and I, just before we went on the air, we're chatting about a great thing that you guys are hooking up with over at Briggs Elementary.
Yeah, today's a fun day for a lot of our fire department staff. So we'll be joining lots of other community members over at Briggs Middle School to serve a Thanksgiving meal to the students over there.
So we're this is the time of the year where you give. And this must give you just a wonderful sense of give.
It was awesome. Last year was the first year that we participated in, and we just had such a great time visiting with the kids and, had some music and some stories and just to spend some good time with them and with other community members, some police, other business professionals over there, to just come together and just be there with those guys and like I said, have some good conversation and joking and be able to serve a nice meal to them before they went off for their long holiday weekend.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So now let's talk real quick, and we're going to have you for bonus at 7:15, but I want to talk about preparation. As far as we hate to hear, in a perfect world, we would not have any fire stories that makes news. We don't live in a perfect world, but we can take steps in order to get closer to that.
Absolutely. So lots of cooking going on, obviously, one of the bigger cooking holidays. So the big things are just absolutely preparation and a little bit of patience. I not my strongest suit, so I'm working
Same
on
here.
That right here along with you. But the big thing is really keeping an eye on things, keeping combustibles away from the stove, from hot elements, from all the things going on, using multiple appliances, don't overload your circuits. And don't leave cooking food unattended. You know, don't just take off and leave the house, go run a bunch of errands, leaving everything on and cooking. Lots going on. And then, we always get the questions about deep frying a turkey.
Hold that thought, because we're going to get into that. one quick question, though. When we get to everybody who thinks that they're multitaskers supreme, that's where we start getting into trouble, right?
That is where we start getting into trouble. I mean, you can definitely have more than one thing going on, but needing to stay aware and remembering just the little basic details, turning pot handles in so that you're not bumping them or somebody inadvertently pulls them off the stove. And we're not only concerned about fire, but injuries, you know, burns and cuts and all those other components as well.
We want to keep you safe this Thanksgiving and this holiday season. Deputy Chief Amy Linder will be back in 7:15 for bonus What's Up here on News Talk 590 KUGN. News Talk 590 KUGN here at 7:15. Got to make that note here, 7:15. The time, Amy Linder, Deputy Chief with Eugene Springfield Fire here for What's Up. And we're talking deep frying turkeys, aren't we?
Turkeys. That's right. Deep frying turkeys. Great videos on social media of deep frying turkeys and what can go wrong. So if you're going to deep fry a turkey, number one tip, use an oilless, no oil fryer. Mm-hmm. They nice and crispy, delicious. Mm-hmm. If you're going to fry them in oil, the number one tip is while the bird is still cold and before you heat the fryer is to measure the oil out first. Get it in the pot, put the turkey in, make sure you have the right amount, then heat it, then fry the turkey.
What we see
too often is they fill up the pot, get it all hot, drop the turkey in, and then we have that fabulous science thing learned about like in middle school.
Right.
And then you have hot oil that comes spilling out all over the place, and that's where we run into the biggest issues. Mm-hmm. Read the directions. Don't do it, in an enclosed space, get it outside, you know, get some gloves on, and it's all good. So read the directions, but the oil is the biggest thing. Measure it while it's cold.
Hey, we were talking, one more, there's something else that we were going to bring up. I can't remember.
So this time of year, we got the weather going on. Oh. We go right from Thanksgiving into Christmas.
Right.
So a lot of people...
off will, the roof,
that's
yes.
Right. People are going to be out doing that Christmas decorating this weekend. So be thinking about that, thinking about the weather, safety. Are you comfortable on a ladder, being careful on roofs? We see some injuries that occur during this time of year, people decorating. And then we've been watching the weather. We had a lot of people traveling over the holiday weekend. So definitely preparation is key there as well. Make sure you're comfortable on the roads. I know I've got friends on the roads this weekend. So shout out to everybody on the roads and keeping mm-hmm. it safe. Take it slow. Get there safely. It's better than not getting there at all.
Exactly. Now, but back to the ladders and the footing, checking the weather. And also you might want to check your EGO before you go up, right? It sounds funny, but I'm seriously.
It is a good point. Yeah, really take a look at your capabilities and are you the right person for the job or is there another way to get it done? Getting up there, ladders in particular, are a hard one for, I've done it for years and may not be quite as comfortable or it's slick and, you know, looking again, electrical is always a big deal. Making sure that you're not overloading circuits, lights are in good condition, all those kinds of things. But mm-hmm. The big thing is just be careful.
Really appreciate you coming in. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You and the dogs are going to have a little quiet time.
We
huh?
are. We're going to hang out.
Well, we appreciate you coming in for What's Up here on News Talk 590 KUGN.